Worry feels like a problem, but in truth, it's a solution. A solution your brain developed to help you survive. It's not always helpful now, but it is deeply human. Understanding how worry works takes some of the shame out of it. And understanding what fuels it helps you change it. What is worry? Worry is the mental habit of imagining potential problems and trying to mentally prepare for or prevent them. It often starts with what-if questions and quickly spirals into overthinking. Here are some examples of worry thoughts. What if I forget something important? What if they're upset with me? What if things go wrong tomorrow? Worry feels like it's helping, but it often drains your focus, sleep, and peace. While it's natural to want to be prepared, chronic worry is your mind stuck in a loop, trying to control what can't be controlled. Worry differs from productive thinking. Productive thinking leads to decisions and actions. Worry just keeps you stuck in the loop. The brain's threat system. Your brain evolved to protect you. Thousands of years ago, that meant scanning for lions, snakes, and other threats. If your ancestors weren't on high alert, they didn't live long enough to pass on their genes. Today, your brain still scans for danger, but the lions look like unpaid bills, awkward meetings, being left on read, or global headlines. This system is driven by your amygdala, a small, almond-shaped part of your brain responsible for detecting threats. Once triggered, it sends signals to your body to prepare for fight, flight, or freeze, even when the threat isn't physical or immediate. Imagine getting a vague email from your boss. Can we talk? Your heart rate jumps. Your stomach flips. That's your threat system, firing as if you've just encountered a bear. Same chemicals, same reaction, different era. Your body can't always distinguish between a real emergency and an imagined one. The result? You may feel physically drained by what's happening only in your mind. Why worry feels useful, but isn't. Worry gives the illusion of control. It feels like if you think about something enough, you can stop it from going wrong. That's a comforting lie, but a lie nonetheless. Why it feels helpful when you worry. It feels productive, as if you are mentally preparing to address the issue. It gives you a sense that you're doing something. It helps you avoid uncertainty by rehearsing all possibilities. But here's what actually happens. You ruminate instead of act. You play out catastrophes that don't exist. You stay in your head instead of your life. Think of worry like rocking in a chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. The cost of chronic worry. When worry becomes your default state, it's not just unpleasant, it's damaging.